Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of 2 Corinthians, God's Messengers. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 18, Courage of God's Messengers. Let's read the beginning part of that passage in verses 1 through 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Some people think that because they're Christians, they won't suffer hard times. God's word teaches exactly the opposite. Listen, security blankets are okay for small troubles, but life tends to serve up things that need a little more help. And this passage in 2 Corinthians offers us three keys to surviving tough times. First, you can hang on in tough times when you understand the purpose of the struggle. Look at verse 7, down to verse 11. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our mortal flesh. Tough times give us the opportunity to reveal the life of Jesus Christ, to demonstrate God's power, that the power may be of God and not of us, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested. Again, look to chapter 12, Paul's experience of suffering and what God told him and how Jesus can be manifested. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, go there, verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in needs and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When life requires more than we have to give, and we turn to Christ, His power is revealed in us. Tough times also prepare us for God's service. Says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Christians are jars filled with the Holy Spirit's power. It's like that imagery. What does God want in a vessel? God wants clean vessels. Our lives must be free of sin. Think of in a restaurant, getting a glass of water, and maybe there's things floating around in there. God wants clean vessels. God wants empty vessels. See, our lives must be free of the world, so that the Holy Spirit can fill us with His power. It's kind of like a garage that's intended for a car, but it's so full of stuff that there's no room for the car, for its intended purpose. But God wants clean vessels. He wants empty vessels. He also wants available vessels. Our lives must be ready to obey. It's kind of like a fireman waiting for the alarm. You sometimes drive by a fire station and you may see a couple of the firemen just sitting in chairs talking. They're available. It's not that they're not working. They're ready and available to be called into action at any moment. Tough times purify us unless we reject God's grace. Tough times empty us of ourselves unless we turn away. Tough times help us hear God unless we block our ears. Second, you can hang on in tough times when you understand the product of the struggle. Look at verse 12 down to verse 15. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak, knowing that He who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Tough times produce confidence in our message. I believed, and therefore I spoke. The apostle is speaking out of his own personal experiential knowledge, knowing that He who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up. What does personal experience give us? Authority. I know, not I heard. Urgency. Help others to the freedom we have. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Authenticity. Can't argue with experience. I know whom I have believed. When we handle tough times, we become true ministers. Again, look at chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted with God. The key there is we are comforted to become comforters. Finally, you can hang on in tough times when you understand the process of the struggle. Look at verse 16 down to verse 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Three things happen in the midst of tough times, and all of them reveal hope. First, God is being glorified. Therefore, we do not lose heart. He is revealed in our weakness. He provides grace to strengthen us. and he receives glory for his work. So God is being glorified. Second, we are being transformed. The outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed. Perishing. Perishing is changing for the worst. Renewed is changed to a new state of life. No matter what is going on outside, the inside is being made like Christ, like Jesus. So God is being glorified, we're being transformed, and third, we are earning a reward. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment. All that Paul endured was in service to the cross. So we fix our eyes on what is unseen, not on what is seen. It's kind of like focusing a telescope to examine things that are far away. In the same way, we give our lives for what is eternal, not for what is temporary. Start investing your life in the things of God, the things that will last. You have a great day.